Welcome.
Okay, so we're doing it's a rough sugya here. Okay, sorry, right? Okay, it's a short little gemara. It looks like it'd be easy, but something difficult about it. Okay, so I don't want to get this. Okay, yeah. So the gemara is Pei Beis and Aleph, the Mishnah. Okay, and we'll see what happens today. Maybe today is a good day that we'll just try to get a lot of facts, set up some problems. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out. But let's see what happens. Okay? So try to follow carefully. Okay, so it says like this.
Is it easy?
It's not so... Well, it was hard. Were the facts so complicated? I don't know. There's just something...
It's messy.
It's messy? Okay, yeah, fine.
Is it easy?
Yes, 82A. Okay? A Pesach Sheyotza. No, wrong one, right? No, not 82. 86. This was so hard about this.
I was going
to say,
well, you're in the wrong one.
86. Now, Pei Vav Manav. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, take two. Shtichaburos shayu ochlin bevayes echad. Okay, so here's the basic, I guess the most basic background is, Raf, do you mind getting me a chumash? Well, thanks. Yeah, so basically the basic background is that you have, no, back, top, yeah. Top left. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, thanks. So basically you have this, you have Karban Pesach, and everyone's chayav to be involved in the Karban Pesach. Now, you don't have, every person doesn't slaughter their own Karban Pesach. Rather, you have these things called chaburas. So you have groups. So you have groups of Karban Pesach, and the way it works is that every person has to, so to speak, be monoi on the animal, which means that he's like, appoints himself to be on this Karban. Okay, this Karban, he's going to be one of the guys who's going to be participate in this Karban. So before the Karban takes place, whenever it is, you have to designate yourself to be part of this carbon. You're part of this. You're designated on this animal, and the animal is slaughtered. It's slaughtered on your behalf, on the whole group's behalf, and then everyone in the group partakes of that carbon pesach. And in theory, they're supposed to, they have to finish the whole carbon pesach. So that's why you make a group. You pull up enough guys, so you'll be able to fill up the whole carbon pesach. Okay, so they're called minuyim on the sah. Mano is like designated or appointed on the sah. Okay, fine. So now you have. So you slaughter and then you eat it on Pesach night. So shteichavur shayochlim b'yisachad. So you have two groups who are eating in one house. Okay, so Rashi says Pesach echad b'yisachad. So there's one carbon Pesach, but you have two chaburas who are manoi on this carbon Pesach. Okay, so it's not just one chabura, but so you have two families. Okay, you have the Smith and the Jones family, and they both say, hey, let's join up on this one carbon Pesach, because we're not going to finish the whole carbon Pesach, each of them. Okay, it's too big for either one of them. So they're two groups, and they want to both designate themselves on the same Pesach. Okay, so they have one carbon, and one carbon which they're both manoi on the same carbon. So now the question, now they're eating it. So it says, Elu hovchem es paneim heilach v'ochlen, ve'elu hovchem es paneim heilach v'ochlen. So this group turns their face this way and eats, and this group turns their face the other way and eats. Okay? V'amecha me'emtza, and you have like this worm or whatever in the middle. Fine. So the halacha is, I mean, you're assuming Pshat Mishnah sounds like they have to turn away from each other, right? That's what it sounds like. Two groups, they have to turn away. So Rashi says that's not what it means.
They could turn away.
That's what Rashi says. But I'm saying, if you just would have read it straight, you would have thought it meant they have to. But Rashi says, no. Einan strichan l'hasev elu k'neged elu. They don't have to lean facing one another. Leo's nirin kechaburachas, in order to appear like one group. Ella rashoyin la'afoch paneim elu eilach ve'eilach. Rather, they're allowed to turn their faces away from one another. Ve'afilu nirin k'shtei chaburos. Even if they appear like two groups, it doesn't matter. K'dialf b'gemara, like we learn in the Gemara. Because the Karban Pesach, one Karban Pesach could be eaten in two houses by two Chaburos. You can just take Karban Pesach, split it in half, have one group eat in one house, another group eat in the other house. Okay, so that's fine. So therefore, when you have these two groups which are in one house, so they have no reason why they have to face one another. Rather, they could face away from each other, even though they look like two groups. Doesn't matter, they don't have to face each other in order to look like one group. It's okay if they look like two groups.
Because why?
Because there's no problem. You're allowed to have two chaburas. You're even allowed to have two chaburas in two houses. So they're one house, it's not going to be worse. So they're two chaburas. You're allowed to have two chaburas in two houses. So what's the problem if they face away? You can't be more faced away than being in two different houses. And that's fine. So what's the problem if you're in one house and you're facing away? Right? Well, that's the big question here. Is the question is, are they two chaburas or are they one chabura?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a big question here. Is, are they two chaburas or are they one chabura? Okay?
Yep.
So, if there are different clues. Here's the problem. There are clues different ways. So let's say you start by saying, the Mishnah says shtei chaburas. Sounds like they're two chaburas, right? Okay. So then it says, they don't have to face each other to look like one group. That also sounds like they're two groups. But they don't have to face towards one another in order to make themselves look like one group, even though they're really two groups, right?
Are there in this scenario?
One Pesach, one Karban.
So what do you mean there's two groups?
Okay, that's a good question also, but there are two groups. I don't know, it's a good question what it means, but there are two groups, okay? Yeah. I know, so that's part of the question also. What does that even mean? Well, what
I
defines a group?
Right.
Bad thought. Okay? You see, it can be two different houses, and then you're definitely two chaburas, and it's one Karban Pesach. So that definitely is not going to be one chabura, right? If you're in one house, another house, definitely not one chabura. You're not one group. So here you're two, but here that's already because in different houses. But what does that mean here? You're in the same house. So again, but it said, let's say you'll assume it means they're two separate chaburas. So and what's it saying? There are two chaburas. They don't have to face one another in order to look like one group. That also sounds like really they're two groups, but they don't have to pretend and make it look like they're one group. Okay, so far still good. Sounds like they're two groups, right? But they're allowed to face away from each other, and even though they look like two groups, right? I mean, even though they look like two groups, they are two groups, right? So he says, oh, that doesn't matter, we don't care, because the Pesach could be eaten in two groups, even in two houses in two groups. Okay, so there's something cumbersome about this. Shouldn't he just say, and even though they're two groups, it doesn't matter? Even though they look like two groups. It's not that they look like two groups, they are two groups. It should say, they don't have to face one another in order to become one group, rather they're allowed to be two groups. What does that do with the way it looks? I mean, it should just be, are they one group or are they two groups? And that's what really matters, is that it's saying is, you're allowed to be in two groups. What's he talking about? Is that are they looking like two, or they are two, or they're, okay. You know, it just sounds like something's going on here. Okay, it's you just have to kind of get clarity here. I mean, he's talking a lot, he's talking around the issue, and I don't know if we're ready to answer this question yet, but I'm going to say it's something confusing about this Rashi. I know you read it, it's just hard to figure out what makes a group, what makes them two groups, what makes them one group, what role does the way it looks have, what role does houses have, and it just, okay, so, you're right, what does Niran have anything to do with it? Right, what does Niran have anything to do with it? He should just say simple. You would have said, look, you're facing together, you're one group, you're facing apart, you're two groups. That's it. So you just say, they don't have to face one another in order, Leos, Chabura Achaz, rather allowed to face away from each other and be two groups. Because, I always say, even in two houses, what's the difference in two houses or one house? If, bottom line is, if you're telling me that they're two groups, then this is the exact same thing as being in two houses. It doesn't mean you're in two houses and you're two groups, or you're in one house and you're two groups. If you're two groups, you're two groups. If you're one group, you're one group. The whole thing is, right? Alrighty. Further in Rashi, Mecham, this is Rashi, the heater, Shemecham Bo Chamin. So they heat up like hot food. Mozgim bo hayayin, that they have themselves hot water. They heat up hot water that they pour into the water. Roshon lasit bamtza. So you heat up water. Apparently, when they'd mix the wine, they'd mix it with warm water. I don't know. I guess that's what they did. So they put that in the middle between the two groups. Kadesh yenoch l'shamesh amashamesh ushtehem limzog misham l'kan l'kan. So you have a waiter who's in between them. And it's much easier for him if you put this like heater in between the two groups, and this way he'll be able to take it, right, and go to one side or go to the other side.
He's a member of one of the two groups?
I don't know. For now, he's not mentioning that. Okay. Ve'ein strichen l'shanos mishamin akolashana. You don't have to change from the way you always do it. Right. In other words, normally I guess that's what you do. You have two groups. You have this heater in the middle. Ve'afal pisha mafsik mena chaburas. Even though he's splitting, it's a hefsik between the two chaburas. Loich baslan. So again, sounds like two groups, right? It doesn't matter. Right, we don't care. Right? Because same logic, because you can have two groups. What's the difference? Ukishashamish, Meshamish, Shnehem, right? And when he feeds both of them, Omed mechabura achas sheskol lechel ima min ha-pesach. So he's in, apparently has to be part of one of them. So he eats, gets up from the one, he starts eating with chabura A, so when he gets up, limzog chabura acharis, and he goes to feed, to pour for the other chabura, so the halacha of the Mishnah says, kofes etz pivu machzer es panav, litzar chabura so. Towards, he turns his face, closes his mouth, and turns his face towards his chabura. Shelo yechashduhu she'ochol im chabura ha'acharas. So they don't suspect him that he's eating with the other chabura. Okay? He's eating with the second chabura. Tisvir le letane didan, because our Tana holds, ha'pesach nechol v'shtei chaburos, Pesach can be eaten in two groups. Aval adam echad eino ochol v'shtei mekamos mimenu. So it could be in two groups, so one person can't eat in two different locations from the Karban Pesach. Two different locations. Ulhachi muki bibayez echad yeachel. Yochal. Okay, and this is, he learns the Pasuk. Again, the Pasuk says, and we'll get to this, we'll see. Pasuk says you should eat it, it should be eaten in one house. So the question is, bibayez echad yeachel. But there's two ways to read that word yeachel. If you, the Nekudos, the way we have it, it's yeachel, which means it shall be eaten. But if you read it without the Nekudos, the way it looks like, it says Yochal, means he should eat it in one house. So he learns that the way you dorish the Pasuk is basically Yochal. He should eat it in one house. She'en adam echad ochal b'shtei batim. One person can't eat it in two houses. Okay, so again, he learns that when it says b'yis echad Yochal, it means one person has to eat it. You could have two chaburos. See, if you say, yeah, you could have one guy, you could have it in two chaburos, but one person can't eat it in two houses. U'shtei chaburos ha'hofchos k'penayim k'shtei batim damo. And two chaburas, which are facing away from one another, is considered like two houses. It's considered like two houses. So therefore, this waiter has to make sure that he doesn't eat in both of these chaburas. Because again, the two chaburas, since they're facing away from each other, right? Since they're facing away, it's funny. Shtei chaburas ha'hofchos p'neihem. Right? Two chaburas which are facing away from one another is like two houses, right? Let's say the two chaburas were facing towards each other. Then what? Then what? Then it would be one house. Would it be one chabura or would it be two chaburas?
Like one.
It would seem to be, it would seem, right? What would it seem like from what he's saying? Just go shy. He says two chaburas who are facing away from each other is considered like two houses. But two chaburas who are facing towards each other are considered like one house. But how many chaburas is it?
Two.
Two, right? Two. It would seem that two chaburas is a question of the way they're facing is going to affect whether it's one house or two houses. But it would seem that you'd say two chaburas facing one another is still two chaburas, it's just that it looks like one, right? Like you said earlier, like they'd look like one, right? So it sounds like, again, is that either way, they're going to be two. It's just a question of how they're going to look. Right? It's just kind of still going with the appearance idea, right? Right. What is a chabura? They're two chaburas facing one another. So what makes them two chaburas?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. There are two ways to read the word. I mean, we'll get to it in the Gemara. But again, it says, b'bayis echad yochal. Yei achal. The way, really, if you're leaning, you're going to say, b'bayis echad yei achal. If you look in the Chumash, it says, yei achal. So that's the Mesorah is that you pronounce it Yeachel. The Nekudos that we have is the Mesorah all the way back, so that's the way you pronounce it. But if you were just reading it, but if you didn't know the Mesorah, if you just go by the Mikra, the way it reads, the simple way to read it, is it looks like Yochal. Well, the difference is that one of them means it shall be eaten, Yeachel means it shall be eaten in one house, and the other one means he shall eat it in one house. So is it a saying that the karbon, the chafetza, should be eaten in one house, or does it mean the gavra should eat it in one house? But we'll see what that has anything to do with it. I mean, so I'm just. But this shita is holding in our Mishnah. It's going on the person, so I don't care about the Pesach. In other words, the basic idea is you can't split. If you say that it's the chafetza, it means you can't split the Pesach karbon Pesach up and send them to different houses because the chafetza has to be eaten in one house, right? But he's saying we don't hold that. We hold that just the chafetza could be eaten in two houses. You could split in two houses. It doesn't make a difference. As long as one gavra, by the yochal, one guy eats it in one house. Okay? He can't eat it in two houses. But this is also something that has to be explained, by the way. How does two chaburas facing away from each other become two houses? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just saying that, but why should that be? It's not two houses, it's one house. Right? Like by brachas or whatever, it doesn't work that way. Like if you make a bracha, if you have a group of people who want to sit from one table to the other table, as long as you make a bracha here, if you switch places, go to another house, you have to make a new bracha under certain conditions. But if you're in the same house and just go to another table or another chabura facing, there's no halakha like that.
Same house,
one room, you could see each other, right? There's no thing like this.
Right.
So why is it like two houses? What do you mean it's like two houses? It's not two houses. So that's another problem which we're going to have to deal with. Okay? Weiter? Okay. A little bit more in the Mishnah, right? So then it says one other thing. It says, so a kala, a bride, a new bride, has to turns away her face and eats. So it means Rashi, kala she busha, she's embarrassed. Rashala, she's embarrassed to be seen. Everyone's going to look at her and they'll see that she's eating, and that makes that embarrassing for her. So it says she's embarrassed. Rashala hapchov panela tzara acher. Halechol, she's allowed to turn her face the other way and eat. Kedah amron pesach nechol shtei chaburos. So even it sounds like even though she's really setting herself up as a different chabura because she turns herself away, doesn't matter. Who cares? As long as she just stays in her place, so she's her own chabura. Fine, no problem. Okay, so that's the basic. If you had to summarize basically all these things in the Mishnah, it's basically saying is we don't care. There's no problem whatsoever of two chaburas. Two chaburas are perfectly fine. You could face away from each other. You could no problem. You could have the kala set of two chaburas. But just one problem is that you can't have one person eating in two chaburas. So you have this shamash who's going to go back and forth, the waiter, so he has to be careful to make it, not only can't he eat in both, he has to make it manifest that he's not going to eat in both. So when he goes to the other one, he has to close his mouth and keep his facing towards his group to show that he's not eating in the second one. So that's like a darabanan. That's a darabanan. So no one gets confused or whatever it is. I mean, the darabanan set up that he has to do that. But that's, the rest of the stuff is deraisa, but that's a darabanan halacha. Okay? Fine. So,
according to that, you can only do one house. Two chaburas in one house.
Two chaburas. No, two chaburas could do it even in two houses.
Oh,
the Mishnah is just saying is that if they do it in one house, then they're allowed to face away from each other, and you don't have to face. Well, you don't have to face each other to look like one group. But the question is, why would I think you would have to? If you're allowed to eat in two groups, unless it's just teaching you that you're allowed to eat in two groups. But then the Mishnah is just saying you're allowed to eat in two groups. Like what's What's the purpose of this Mishnah, you know? I mean, what's it getting at? What's the Mishnah getting at? Okay, but on the surface, I mean, forgetting about that, on the surface, basically, halacha of the Mishnah, the Gemara, is you're allowed to have two chaburos. Okay, one pesach could be split up in two groups. You could be totally split, no problems. You could face one away from each other. You could even be in two houses. Okay, so just for the basic pshat, I mean, without getting into all the nitty-gritty of the thing, that's the basic thing in the Mishnah. Okay? You could be in two chaburas. You can't, though, have one person going and eating in two houses, and two chaburas facing away from each other is considered like two houses. Okay, fine. So far, so good? Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Masnison Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya. Okay, so here's the problem. Problem is in the psukim, you have two contradictory psukim. Okay? Two contradictory psukim. So one of them says, one pasuk is Yud Bei Zion, in Shemos, it says, V'lachu asada min adam, take from the blood of Nasal Mashkov, Hashem was Nasal Mashkov, and you put it on the doorpost and on the top part, Al habatim ha-shayichu osabahem, in the houses, that you eat it in. Okay, in the houses that you eat the Karban Pesach in. So, how many houses? Two. Or a plural. Right? So you're doing this in the houses, plural, in which you eat the Karban Pesach. And then you have another pasuk, in Pasuk Mem Vav, in that same parak, Bibayas Echad Yayachel, Bechule. Eat it in one house. You have to eat it in one house. So it says, on the one hand, the pasuk says, in the houses which you eat it. On the other hand, it says, one house. Okay? So although, the one thing which it does, which is a little different, says, alabatim asha yochlu oso bahem. Yochlu means they, and the houses which they, plural, eat it. But b'ayis echad yeyachel is just talking about, presumably, not clear exactly. It should be eaten in one house. Okay, but I guess it's either way. It sounds like the first pasuk sounds like Karban Pesach could be eaten in different houses by different people, and the second one sounds like no, the Karban Pesach should only be eaten in one house. So it's a contradiction. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is going on. So you have a Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon arguing on how to decode this contradiction, okay? Because he obviously there's a halacha of one house and a halacha of two houses, or at least something like that. So this is Tanya. Alabatim ha-sheyuch lo sabohem. Melamed sha-pesach nechol b'shtei chaburos. The Pesach could be eaten. When it says that it could be eaten in different houses, it means it could be eaten in two groups, two chaburos. Okay? Yachol yehe ha-ochel ochel b'shtei mekomos. I might think the person could eat it in two places. Tamomer bebayis echad yochal. Okay? In one house, you should eat it. Okay, so it could be eaten in two groups. The carbon Pesach could be eaten in different groups, different houses. But the person, right, echad yochal means the person, one individual who's doing his mitzvah, could only eat it in one house. Mikan amru hashamesh echal kezayis b'tzara tanur. If a waiter eats the kezayis by accident, he eats it by the oven, he's not going to be allowed to eat it anywhere else. Because now this is makom. So if he's smart, he'll just fill himself up right now. So if his friends want to help him out, they'll sit with him and eat with him there by the tanur. Okay, whatever, different point. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, so this is where Rabbi Yehuda learns. Okay, so this is Rashi. Albat v'sheyochlo so mash mashne bnei adam ochlin pesach echad b'shtei batim. It seems like two people could eat one pesach in two houses. Tichsiv yochlu, plural, they should eat shtayim. Oso chad pesach b'shtei batim shnayim. So it says, and the house says plural that they, plural, eat the one Pesach. Oh, so it. So it means two people could eat one Pesach in two houses. Namely, they could split the Pesach up, and one guy will eat it in one house, another in another house. No problem. Yachol yehei, adam echad ochel b'shtei mekomos. I think, similarly, one person could eat it in two rooms, two places, kigon b'shtei chadarim, two rooms, or b'shtei chaburos ochel b'shtei mekomos, or two chaburos which turn away their face. Oops. I made a mistake. Masoras is the other one. Come on, Yochal Ksev. Okay, so Masoras is just the way it looks. Okay, the Mikra is the way we read it. I always get these confused. Mikra is the way we read it, and Masoras is the way that it's the way it looks. If you just have the Torah itself, you'd say Yochal. So it means he learns Yeshua Masoras. You go by the way the physical text looks like Yochal, he should eat it. Mashma Adam Echad Ochal Babayis Echad. One person should eat it in one house. V'lo b'shtei batim. Not in two houses. Avagabe Ochalim Harbe, but when there are many eaters, Ksiv Batim Harbe. So then it writes houses, many. Okay, so if you have many houses, many people, you can eat many houses, one person, one house. Okay? So the Pasuk says houses, that's where there are many eaters. So many eaters, you can split it into two houses. No problem. That carbon could be split into two houses, but when you have one eater, so then he has to eat it in one house. Okay? Fine. Okay, so that's basically Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is simple. He simply says that you have to eat it in one house. Okay? He has to eat in one house. One place. And the waiter, so basically if you hashamash, the waiter just takes a bite of it while he's by the oven, while he's roasting it. He can't eat again after he walks away. Why? Why can't the waiter eat anymore?
It's a different place.
Different place. So why can't he just come back to that place later?
That's a very good question.
Okay. Right? That's the question. I mean, he's trying to give answers,
it's
but
not a different place.
It's not a different place. Same place. I just come back to the oven. Why does he have to start stuffing his face now and he'd fill up now? He'll eat now in this place. Then he'll go serve and then he'll come back here. So I mean, you could start saying, well, once he changes his place, then it doesn't work anymore. But why not? I mean, you have to explain. If the halacha is has to be in one place, he's eating in one place. It is eating in one place. Why? Now you tell me another thing. Not only can he eat in one, he has to eat in one place, but he can't change place. He can't leave it and then come back. Why not? The post doesn't say that. I mean, what's the idea of that? Why not?
Thank you.
What's the idea of having eating in one place, but not just one place, but you can't come back to that one place? So it's not like the place. It's just you can't change places. But what's that halacha? I mean, Ariel's a good question. Is that why the waiter? So when the waiter, if you're the first case was the waiter gets up, he has to turn his face towards his chabura. Right? So no one's going to think he's eating from the other chabura. Yeah, but when he says the same problem, is that how's he going to come back and eat from his chabura? Is this the same problem as this? He can't. Once he gets up, he can't eat anymore. So you could say, maybe you're right. He can't. But then what's the help to face the other chabura? He can't eat by his chabura either. He just keep his mouth closed wherever he is. He has to keep his mouth closed for the rest of the time. You could say it has to do with the fact that once the group is sitting there, so it's like he didn't get up. Somehow he's still there. But if he's by himself, then it doesn't work. Then it's like, there's definitely halachas like that, like falling asleep in the Seder. And by, in general, if you have everyone leaving, if you have a bunch of people sitting together and you have a benching, if everyone leaves, one person stays, you could keep it, you're not supposed to leave where you're eating. But one guy sits there, you could hold the kvias. Whereas if you have them all leave, it's a problem. But there's definitely halachas like that. But is that the halacha? I mean, that's what we have to figure out here, right? So let's keep that in mind. That's a good question. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. So again, to summarize, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda says that, again, the Korban Pesach can be eaten in different locations, but an eater, one person, could only eat it in one place. Okay? And not only one place, but once he gets up, he also can't go back there, at least if he's in Menorah's land. If he's at another table, we're not sure. Okay? Fine. So that's Rabbi Yehuda, because he learns when it says Avayis Echad Yochal, he goes by the Masoras, the way it looks. It looks like he shall eat it in one place. So as long as he eats in one place, that's fine. Okay? Good. The Pesach itself, though, could be split up and eaten in different places. Okay? Even Rabbi Yehuda, in the service he'd say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even have anything to do with Chaburas. He just says it's one halacha, that a person can't eat in two houses, and he doesn't care. One chabura, two chabura, is no reality to the whole thing. You know, what significance does chaburas have? But there is a reality. Because he holds that if you have two chaburas who are facing away from each other, so then that's considered two houses, and one person can't go from one to the other. But if they're facing towards each other, then even though, I don't know, maybe there are two chaburas, but then he could eat. So it does, chabura plays in accidentally insofar as whether it's considered one house or two houses. So even though he doesn't have, intrinsically, directly, he doesn't have halacha of chabura, one chabura, two chaburas, he does indirectly have such a halacha. Right? Okay. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Alabatim ashayochlu oso bahem. Okay, so he says, on the houses that you eat, that they eat it in, melamed she'ochel ochel b'shtei mekamos. Okay, so again, it says, the houses that you eat it in, houses, plural, he says, no, that teaches you that a person could eat it in two houses. Rashi, v'yochel d'chsev v'kra, akol chad v'chad me'ochalim koi. It doesn't mean the houses that they, plural, eat it. In other words, it's two houses because you have two people, so it's two houses. But it means each person in the houses that you, each of you, could eat it in. You could each eat it in many houses. There's no problem with one guy eating it in many houses. This is in the houses in which you eat it. Now, it's referring to all of them, but it means to each one of them. Okay? So it's also, one guy could eat it in many houses. Okay? Fine, that's what the first part teaches you. One guy could eat it in many houses. Yachol yehenechol v'shtei chaburos. I might think it could be eaten in two groups. Okay? It's funny, it's shifting. Notice it's shifting between person versus the karban, versus the chafza, and it's also shifting between locations and chaburas. That's what's also a little tricky here. Okay, so I might think it could be eaten in two groups. Tamed lomer v'bayis echad ye'achel. In one house it shall be eaten. Rashi. Okay. Here's a Rashi. Okay, Yochel Ye Karosh. This is funny. These are the hard Rashis. Okay, the other ones are a little easier. But Yochel Ye Ikaro Shel Pesach Neechel B'Shtei Chaburos.
What does Ikaro mean?
That's the problem. Ikaro means like the essence, the, I don't know, the thing itself, the Ikar, like Ikar and Tafel. It's like the essence. And I might think the Pesach itself. You might think that the Pesach itself could be eaten in two chaburas. It's not clear why Rashi has to say that. It's just said, Yachol Yehei HaPesach Nechol B'Shtei Chaburas. What does he mean? Ikaro Shel Pesach. The essence of what's he even talking about? It's not, why, who needs that word for? It's just like he's introducing a funny phrase. Okay? So I might think the Karos or Pesach should be in two groups. In two groups, not locations. Again, it shifted from groups to locations to groups. Talmud Lomar b'bayis achad yei achel. Who can suffer yeshem l'mikra. Okay, I mean, he learns that you go by the mikra, the way it's pronounced. Yei achel. If you look at the nekudos. A Pesach koi. Velo agavri. Okay, it's going on the Pesach, not on the gavras. Okay. Kilomar. Okay, now here's the kilomar. Here we go. Iker. Tchilas achiloso, tehe b'chabura achas. Okay, the ikur of the essence of the beginning of the eating. Okay, that doesn't mean anything really. You have to explain that. Right, tehe b'chabura achas. Okay, the essence of the beginning. Okay, not the accidents of the beginning. The essence of the beginning of the eating. Should be in one group, v'lo yischalik l'shtei chaburos, and it shouldn't be split up into two groups. Again, why couldn't you just say kolomar achilaso tehe v'chabur achas, right? Or tchilas? It's not clear what tchilas is adding, and it's certainly not clear what ikar is adding.
Can you do it midway through?
Yeah, right. I mean, you'll see it comes up. That does come up in the Gemara, but v'lo yischalik l'shtei chaburos. It can't be broken into two groups. Aval gavra iboi koyi mehacha ve'azil. Vachel hacha. If the person wants, he could get up from here and go and eat it over there. That's fine. The lo kapir rachmana ela ikur tchilas achila. The Torah is only concerned, somewhat repetitive here, is only concerned about the essence of the beginning of the achila. Midikarinon yeachel a pesach, because it says yeachel on the pesach. Velo yochel a gavra. It's not saying eating on the gavra. And he comes back to that again. Okay? So, again, this is very tricky. It's tricky what's he doing here. I mean, he's saying a lot of things for something that sounds simple. Sounds on the surface, he's just saying simple, is that the, or at least this is what he should have said. He says more than this, but it sounds like it's included in this. So he says that Yochal means on the carbon itself, chefs of the Pesach. The Pesach has to be eaten in Bayis Achad. So that means it shouldn't be split up into two groups. So you can't have the carbon Pesach being eaten in two different houses, two different groups. But the one person is fine. You could eat it as long as you don't, you're allowed to go eat it in a different place, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you don't go to another group. Okay? So one person, or if you're on your own, let's say, you can just go, walk around, do whatever you want, you can eat whatever you want. As long as you don't, the Pesach isn't in two groups. But it's funny, it's not the Pesach, it's the Iker Tchilas Achiloso shouldn't be in two groups. The basic, again, there's complications, but there's basics. I mean, we're almost done with the Pshat here. Okay? So there's a little twist here, but which is a little bit peripheral, but I want to, don't get too worried about the pshat, but you'll see where it comes back. I don't want to stop the Rashi here because there's something relevant. But again, so just the basic, just try to follow for a little bit here, is that, and I'll show you what we need here. But the idea was the question is Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasoras. It's a big machlokas, mainly Gemara and Sanhedrin, but it's all over the place. So again, it means that in general, sometimes a pasuk is written in the Torah, and it looks like it's saying one thing. If you just read it without having nekudos, you'd say one thing. But it's pronounced differently, based on the nekudos. So that's Yeshem L'mikra, means how do you doresh that? Do you go by the way it looks like it's read, or do you go by the way that it's pronounced? Okay, the way it's written, or the way it's pronounced? So that's, L'mikra means the way it's read, like the Kri. I guess it's like Kri and Ksevi, you could almost say. It's like the way it's read is Mikra, and Masoras is the way it's written. So that's the way. So that's very good here. That Yeachel is the way that it's read, and Yochal is the way that it's.
So it's just a product of that universal.
Yeah, that's right. That's Gemara. I forget. The Gemara says, "Mike and Milchi, what are they? You have to review the Sabi Yeshem L'Masoros, Yeshem L'Yeshem L'Mikra." Okay, so the Gemara explains that's what it's contingent on. It's a universal question. I mean, of course, it's going to play out in your whole idea of Karban Pesach differently, but it's going to result in a difference. But he says that's what ultimately sort of comes down to is how you interpret the pasuk. Okay, how do you interpret the pasuk, which is a universal question? Fine. So that's good. Yachal yachal. Of course, how do you read it? If you say yachal, it means on the chafza of the Karban Pesach. So it means the chafza can't be eaten in two different houses. And if you say yachal, it means that one person can't eat it in two houses. Okay. Of course, the big question, ultimately, we'd like to get is what's the machlokas between these two, right? What's the difference? They're different concepts. I mean, they sound like two totally different concepts. It's like almost like a choice. Choose the gavra or the chafza. But what's the ideas here?
You're not going into the universal
machlokas. No. Right, so what's the idea here? What's the concept of one, the gavra, the chafetz? I mean, That's a good example of how you can't just say chafta gavra and you're done. I mean, that doesn't quite, you know, although those are categories which are involved here, but I mean, there's no ideas here. I mean, you have to get the idea. What are the concepts? It's the concept if you say the gavra has to eat in one place. What's the concept in the mitzvah of this halacha if you say the chafta could only be in one place? And you see, if it was simple as that, Rashi, and they wouldn't have to get into all these ikra tchilas and all these, it's very complex. It's also funny how it's like you would have thought neither of them. But no, the Pasuk teaches you, it's like you have these two, the way the whole Torah is doing it, it's like two psukim. One teaches you that it could be in two, and the other teaches you it can't be in two. And you have to like kind of pick. Is it telling you that the Chafza could be in two, but the Gavra can't? Or the opposite? The Chafza, the Gavra could do it in two locations, but the Chafza can't. And I just, like what's, again, this is like the shell of the thing. I mean, the shell of it is nice, I mean, just structurally. But I mean, what's the ideas which are going on? That's ultimately what we're going for here. I mean, I'm asking a lot of questions, but ultimately that's what we're headed for. But I mean, I think you can't do it without the going through the nitty gritty of the thing. I mean, if you just sit back and just pretend like there's no complications here and just try to define that, I don't think that's a good way to approach this again. I mean, you can think about it, but I think you also have to work out the nitty gritty here. I mean, they're talking. There are a lot of Rashi's, and they're talking a lot. You can't just ignore what Rashi's saying and just say just get it to make it simple. It's not so simple, and the Rashi's are clues. And whenever he says funny things, that's a clue to where what his idea is. Okay, but let's move on. So now, in Rashi says. He says, there are others who learn this Mikra and Masoros differently. He says, okay, so again, just follow this basically. Vanisha Mati Chilaf, I hear the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Yeshem L'Mikra, V'Bayis Echad, V'lo B'Shtei Mekomos, because he differently. The Pasuk says, V'Bayis Echad Yochal. Yochal, right? So the question is, so what does it mean, V'Bayis Echad? So, V'Bayis Echad means one house, not in two houses, not in two locations. Bayis means location. The Reb Shimon Savayishin Masosha Masar Unkelo Sager B'Chabura Chada Yisachel. Okay, Avos Shem Mekomos Lo Kapet. See, because the Tirgum, the Masora is not the Masora. See, the way we learn Masora means the Masora of how to pronounce the word. But there's another Masora, which is the Torah Shabbal Peh.
Not pronounced.
The oral law.
Oh, before Masora was the written.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Masora was the written. Correct. I'm sorry. Bad. Yeah, the Masora is the written. So where to learn Masora is the text. But there's another Masorah, which is the Torah Shabbal Peh Masorah, which is what the word means. So and that's learned that from Unkelos. Okay, Unkelos says that Bavayis Echad means V'chabura Chada, in one Chabura. So it says if you go by the text, by the Kri that's written, so you'll say you go by Bayis, one house. And if you go by the Masorah, it means one Chabura. So that's Machlokas, is a din of a Bayis, or is a din of a Chabura. Right, because that's another way to learn. It's like the Gemara is changing between the person and the Chafto, and it's also changing between the house and the chabura. So if you learn what you want house, it means you have to eat in one house. If you learn chabura, it means that the Pesach is nechal in one chabura. So that's how some wanted to learn it. He says, but he doesn't like it. He says, v'kashali lo'omro. De'lo shemati mesorah k'zamayel. First of all, when you have this idea of yeshem mikra yeshem mesorah, it doesn't mean that. Okay, if you look at the Gemara, you never heard of such a thing. That's not the way to interpret yeshem mesorah. I think that's what he means.
It doesn't mean this particular idea.
No, I don't think so. Because, I mean, he has Unkelos, yeah. Oh, the kind of like Reb Shimon, Yeshem Mikra. Reb Shimon, Yeshem Mikra, Sphere, like Bishmaite, Kamais, the Sanhedrin. So Reb Shimon, Shitas got mixed up. Okay, let's leave it over. Oh, the Lashon of Brisa, Daike Kavasi. Okay, now this is the part which I'm a little interested in here. He says, if you look at the Lashon and the Brisa, it's like me. He says, the Gabe Chaburos, because when it says Chabura, and this is what I think we're going to have to explain. When I talk about Chabura, it's Nakat Pesach Nechal. Okay, it says it's talking about the Pesach. When it's talking about Chabura, it says the Chafza, the Pesach is eaten in two groups. Velo Nakat Shtei Chaburos Ochlen Oso. It doesn't talk about two groups eat it. It doesn't talk from the perspective of, you can talk about everything from the perspective of the people, the Gavras or the Chafza. So it says the Pesach is eaten in two groups. It doesn't say two groups can eat the Pesach. Okay, so the Pesach is a focus on the Chafza, when it's talking about Chaburos. The Gabe Mekomos, but when it's talking about locations, Makom, Nakat HaOchel Ochel, a person, an eater, could eat it in two locations. If Lo Nakat Pesach Nechel, it doesn't focus, say the Chafza should be eaten. Hilkach, therefore, Kidoshin Mebayis Echon Yochel, Yeachel, I'm sorry, B'mikra, a Pesach Mashma. If you learn Yeachel, I'm sorry, Pesach on the Chafza, Mashma lemute chaburos. So again, if you say it's then in the chafza that ye'achel chafza, then it's excluding chaburos. You can't have two chaburos. The chidashin on yochal agavre, but when he says if you learn yochal on people, mas malute mekomos, then it's on locations. So again, if the because how do you get this whole thing from the words? So it says if you say the gavra, that means one house that you should eat it. Then it means in one house. Gavra, the right thing is house, location, physical location. Nachabura, physical location. But if you say it's a din in the chafza should be eaten, how the chafza should be eaten, then it's not right to say the chafza should be eaten in one house. Then the right way to interpret it is the chafza should be eaten in two chaburas. Why? It's not clear. Why? Right, why? I don't know why.
Language, is
no, I don't think just the language, because why is the language? The language is just language. Sounds like there's, right, this sounds like there's a concept that he's, I mean, because there's nothing, there's no reason why the language is, no, it's not like a Hebrew thing. It's no, just somehow, he's saying is that if you're talking about the framework of the chafza, the proper category here is chaburos. That the chafza should be eaten in one chabura, not in two chaburos. And therefore, you can't split it two chaburos, but I don't care how many locations. Irrelevant. In terms of the chafza. But if you're talking about the gavras, that the gavra has to eat it, then we care about how many locations are you eating it in. Then we're not talking about chaburas. Then we're talking about location. Okay? Somehow. I mean, and he's noticing, because in the Braisa, the Gemara is like that. Because when it talks about the Rabbi Yehuda, it's only talking about how many like the places that he eats it. But it says when you're learning it, Rabbi Shimon, he says, Masha ochol ochol b'shtei, Mikomos, it could be, but Yochol Yochol B'Shtech Nechol B'Shtech Haburos, and talks about the Chafza, talking about Haburos, talks about the Gavras, talking about locations. Yeah, right, like if you hold that, it's then in the Chafza. Chafza is not there's Nechol in one Chabura, so then you could have the whole Chabura could pick up and walk to the next room. No problem. Who cares? Doesn't make a difference. Okay, as long as you only have it in one Chabura. So now, if you have two chaburas, the case of the Mishnah, how would Rabbi Shimon learn in the case of the Mishnah? If you have two chaburas, they don't want to eat it, they'd have to, presumably, this is what it's saying, then they'd have to face each other and look like one chabura. Because the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says we don't care about chaburas. All we care about is how many places you're eating it in. So therefore, you don't have to look like one chabura, it just doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter. Who cares chabura? But according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds it has to be in one chabura, right? That's not our Mishnah. So he would hold that if the two chaburas are eating it, they're going to have to face each other and make it look like they're one chabura. Which comes the question is, are they one chabura? Are they two chaburas? That's what comes back to all those questions, you know? But it sounds like, according to him, you really would have to be looking like one chabura. You'd have to eat it as one chabura because he has a problem of locations. His issue is chaburas. But Rebu doesn't care about chaburas. Rebu just cares about locations. His only problem is the shamish if he goes from one to another. It's funny, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about chaburas, all he cares about locations. But there is one slide point, which is that if you have two chaburas facing away from each other, then they are two locations. You know what I mean? That's defined. You don't just define location by house, by walls, by mechitzos. You define location, if you have two chaburas in one house facing away from each other, then that's defined as two locations.
And vice versa also, right? If they're
looking at each other and they're two chaburas, then it's one location. Not clear if it's two chaburas or one chabura. But, I mean, that's a little bit unclear. But, yeah. But again, the reason why I brought in the Rashi, I read the rest of Rashi, the Nishamati, it's a side point. I don't want to get into Yeshayim and Gresham and Masorah. But I do think the end of Rashi, where he talks about that Gavras implies Makom and Chafza implies Chabura, is relevant. I mean, that's not the back in Yeshayim and Mikra. That's after he rejects the other guy, he's telling you about his way. So I think that's why I read that. I mean, don't worry about the mikra masara is the other thing. That's a different sugya, different area. You know what I mean? But he comes around afterwards, and that's the part which I wanted to hear. He talks more than he has been talking. I mean, he's dropping a little clue there. But I mean, I would think it's just methodologically, I mean, the way to approach this thing. I think the most, I don't know, I think if Max is right, what he said, the first part is that you have to just think big. I mean, a lot of particular questions, but at least you have to get your head in the area. So I mean, I would think is like, you got to just deal. What's the din of the chafza? Define what you want. There's two separate things. I mean, that's gonna be a question. What's the machlokas? But let's say you're Rabbi Yehuda. What's your definition? What's the halacha? What's the din for according to Rabbi Yehuda? Try to get the simple definition. What's the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda? What's Rabbi Shimon? Let's say you're Rabbi Shimon. What's the basic definition? Just try to get like broad definition. What's the basic idea you come up with? Pretend there was no machlokas. Pretend you only Rabbi Yehuda is the only thing that was a halacha in the Rambam. There's no machlokas. What's the halacha? What's the Rabbi Shimon? What's the halacha? Then Then you start looking, well, now then start trying to say, wait, if this halacha is for this Rashi, is for this Rashi, is this clue, is that clue? And then you have to start kind of going, you know, seeing, refining the idea. Maybe you're totally wrong, maybe you're right, but there are certain things you have to make a little more precise. And, you know, I don't think you're ready to get the machlokas. I mean, you have to, you know, not everything's machlokas. I mean, it could have been there wasn't been a machlokas, you know, and then these are the one side. So, I mean, forget the machlokas, just take, pick one. Maybe Rav Yehuda is a little simpler, and I have, that's my feeling. But pick Rav Yehuda, I don't know, try to define what's the basic definition, you know, and use the clues within Rav Yehuda. Then try to do it with Rav Shimon, and then try to see where they're talking. Are they talking past each other? Try to get the Rashis, try to get the, you know. So one other point, which we'll get to later, I think, hopefully, if we make it through this stuff. But I mean, I just, this is something that Avishai was, someone was mentioning, I think Avishai was mentioning, it's like, let's say you, this Trilas thing, is if you get started the meal and then a wall goes up in the middle or comes down in the middle, okay, like in the center, in the middle of the meal, does that affect things? How does that play out? That's what the Gemara gets into later. So the Tchilas Achila I'm not so bothered by, because you could say it has something to do with that, but the Ikar part isn't gonna, that's not gonna help for. But I'm just mentioning, if you want to, that's the rest of the Gemara, and then Kala is a whole different thing. So okay, so hopefully we'll continue tomorrow and we'll see where we got.